Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jayo Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Kunja Vihari Jayo Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Vihari Jayo Radha Madhava Jayo Kunja Vihari Jayo Radha Jayo Radha Madhava
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद्भय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। दाय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 47। तुष्टवो मुनयोरिष्टाः कृष्णं तद्गुह्य नामभिः ततस्ते कृष्ण हृदयाः स्वाश्रमान् प्रययु पुनः। तुष्टवो मुनयोरिष्टाः कृष्णं तद्गुह्य नामभिः ततस्ते कृष्ण हृदयाः स्वाश्रमान् प्रययु पुनः। तुष्टवो मुनयोरिष्टाः कृष्णं तद्गुह्य नामभिः ततस्ते कृष्ण हृदयाः स्वाश्रमान् प्रययु पुनः। तुष्टवहु सैटिस्फाइड मुनयः द ग्रेट सेजेस हेडेड बाय व्यास देव एटसेट्रा विष्टाः ऑल इन अ हैप्पी मूड कृष्णम अन टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड तत् हिज गुह्य कॉन्फिडेंशियल नाम भी बाय हिज होली नेम एटसेट्रा ततः देयर आफ्टर ते दे कृष्ण हृदयाः पर्सन्स हु ऑलवेज बियर लॉर्ड कृष्णा इन देयर हार्ट्स स्व आश्रमान टू देयर रेस्पेक्टिव हर्मिटेजेस प्रययुः रिटर्न्ड पुनः अगेन। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। Translation: All the great sages then glorified Lord Shri Krishna, who was present there by confidential Vedic hymns. Then all of them returned to their respective hermitages, bearing always Lord Krishna within their hearts. Purport: The devotees of the Lord are always in the heart of the Lord, and the Lord is always in the heart of the devotees. That is a sweet relation between Lord and His devotees. Due to unalloyed love and devotion for the Lord, the devotees always see Him within themselves. And the Lord also, although He has nothing to do and nothing to aspire to, He always is always busy in attending to the welfare of His devotees. For the ordinary living beings, the laws of nature is there for all actions and reactions. But He is always anxious to put His devotees on the right path. The devotees, therefore, are under the direct care of the Lord. And the Lord also voluntarily puts Himself under the care of His devotees only. So all the sages headed by Vyasadeva were devotees of the Lord, and therefore they chanted the Vedic hymns after the funeral ceremony just to please the Lord, who was present there personally. All the Vedic hymns are chanted to please Lord Krishna. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.15. All the Vedas, Upanishads, Vedanta, etc. are seeking Him only, and all hymns are for glorifying Him only. The sages, therefore, perform the exact acts suitable for the purpose, and they happily departed for their respective hermitages. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you for coming. So seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this grand event of departure of Bhishma Dev has come to an end now. All the sages who assembled to witness this unique event, they are so very happy. They had come to experience the, you know, great departure, to experience the atmosphere which was surcharged with such devotion. And they are so very happy to have witnessed that. They have witnessed the consciousness of Bhishma even at the last moments of his life on the bed of arrows in midst of intense pain. He was perfectly Krishna conscious. And they are so, on all the sages, they are grateful to have received this opportunity. And in this verse, Sudh Goswami is saying that all these sages, they unanimously glorified Krishna. So why they are glorifying unanimously the Supreme Lord? Because the word used is, He is controlled by prema. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that He is controlled by prema. He is controlled by affection for His devotees. And that is what is, you know, That is what touches the heart of all these great sages who are wonderful scholars, expert in philosophy. You know, generally, if a person is a very scholarly minded and deeply interested in tattva, then it is natural that he may not be so much moved by emotions. But all these sages, although they are so very great scholars and pundits, but still they can see that Lord is controlled by prema. That is the emotion which attracted, that is the quality of the Lord which attracted all the sages. And that is a hope for everyone. Because since time immemorial, we have forgotten Krishna and we have turned our face away. Krishna bhuliya jiyo bhog vancha kare. So we have tried to enjoy since time immemorial, and that's why now we have come in the clutches of maya. Nikatastha maya tare jhapatiya dhare. So although we have forgotten Krishna, Krishna has not forgotten us. So that is our hope. Therefore, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes, he says, Tad guhya nama bhihi. So the word used is Tad guhya nama bhihi. So it indicates that they said, O Krishna, affectionate to the devotees, controlled by prema, we offer respects to your affectionate nature. So that's how all these great sages, they see Krishna, such affectionate to his devotees' love. Tathapi ekanta bhakteshu pasya bhupa anukampitam yanme asuntyajata sakshat krishno darshanam agatah. That's what Bhishma Devi is also remembering. He's telling Yudhishthira Maharaj, just see, O king, Krishna is such a wonderful God that as I am about to depart, leave my body, Krishna has come himself to give me his darshan. That is the glory of the Lord. So Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. He says, Lord has nothing to do and nothing to aspire to, but he is always busy attending to the welfare of his devotees. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Name Parthasti Kartavyam Trishu Lokeshu Kinchana. There is no work for me in this entire world, but still Lord is working. So there Lord says that, oh, I am working to set right standards so that people may follow and they don't get destroyed and distracted. But here, Prabhupada is writing that Lord is working to attend for the welfare of his devotees. That is the consciousness of Krishna. One time, Gaur Gopal Prabhu was telling that, what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness means to understand the consciousness of Krishna. So that is also Krishna consciousness, to understand. And the more we understand Krishna's consciousness, the more we will be conscious of Krishna. The more we will be attracted to Krishna. And in general, in this world, to understand anyone's consciousness is not easy. What to speak of others? Sometimes to understand our own consciousness is not easy. We are disturbed by our desires of the mind and we are confused, what is happening to me? What to speak of others? Because sometimes people, they work in a way to impress others. They are not that personality, but they are trying to behave in a different way just to impress others. That is not their consciousness. But if we see a person behaving consistently in a certain way, then we can understand something of his consciousness. Similarly, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Ramayana and all the scriptures, they tell what Krishna, how Krishna behaves consistently. What are his thoughts consistently? And that can give us a sneak peek in the consciousness of Krishna. And by remembering the consciousness of Krishna, understanding the consciousness of Krishna, we'll see how we should understand what should be our consciousness. So there are various aspects of Krishna's consciousness that we'll be discussing, which comes out as he deals with his devotees. So one of the very striking feature which comes in this pastime is, that's how this pastime began. How Lord likes to give credit to his devotees. That's how Krishna, he brought Yudhishthira Maharaj to Bhishma Dev, because that Supreme Lord who is there in everyone's heart as Paramatma, he was telling Yudhishthira, don't hear Krishna who is standing in front. That is the Krishnena Adbhut Karmana. That is a wonderful activity of Krishna. Why? Because Krishna is Sarva Saundarya Sangraham, and the most beautiful aspect of his character is he likes to give credit to his devotees. And that's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Nimitta Matram Bhava Sabhya Sachi. Just become instrument and take the glory of Arjuna. That's how Chaitanya Charitamrita Kaviraj Goswami is describing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a Supreme Lord, who is all qualified and competent to inundate the entire world with the holy name, but he is entrusting his job to his devotees. Haridas Dwara Nama Mahatmya Prakash Sanatana Dwara Bhakti Siddhanta Vilas Shri Rupa Dwara Brajera Premarasa Leela Ki Bujite Pare Gambhir Chaitanya Rakhela. So he made Haridas Thakur Namacharya. He could have done it himself. Mahaprabhu could have done it himself. That's what he had come for, to spread the holy names. But he is making Haridas Thakur Namacharya. To glorify Haridas Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, who were malicious, initiated as Muslims, he made them in the acharyas for propagating the rasa. He could have done it himself. Mahaprabhu could have done it. But he gives credit to his devotees. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has said, Prithivite Acheyata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachara Huibe Muranam. Mahaprabhu came to inundate the entire world with this, with holy names. Then why he didn't do it himself? So that the devotees of Lord can be given the credit, Srila Prabhupada, when he was going to America on a Jalduta, and he wrote this Marakine Bhagavad Dharma bhajan, and in that he writes, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao se mate. Kashthera putliyata, Nachao se mate. Make me dance. So actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had already set up the stage for Srila Prabhupada to dance. And one time, one of the Srila Prabhupada disciples, he had come and he was telling that how there were so many things which were happening when Srila Prabhupada went to America. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had set the stage for Prabhupada to give all credit to Prabhupada. At that time when Srila Prabhupada went in 1960s, there was social revolution going on. Hippie culture started in early 1960s. And that's how the Americans, they became more open for spirituality. Social revolution. Then religious revolution was also going on. So previously, the church, they had passed a statement that church is the only way to reach God. But in 1965, just see the timing. Exactly in 1965, church made a declaration. He says, the Catholic Church rejects nothing that is true and holy in these non-Christian religions. So that's how people became more open to other religions. That was how religious revolution started. Then political revolution also started. So after First World War, Asians and Europeans, basically Asians, they were not given visa, American visa, so easily. And the laws restricted immigration from Asia and Africa. And they gave preferences to those people who are coming from Europe and Western countries. But in 1960s, the pressure started from all the foreign countries. And just see, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson, he signed a treaty in 1965, Immigration and Nationality Act. And in that, he allowed all the Asians and other people to enter with an immigration visa. That's how Srila Prabhupada could enter America without any problem. Then industrial revolution was also happening. In early 1960s, the air travel became more and more easy, so that Srila Prabhupada could travel all over the world. So that's how Krishna, he wants to give credit to all his devotees, and he plans everything for the devotees. So similarly, if we want to develop consciousness of Krishna, so we have to also learn to give credit to the devotees. Srila Prabhupada, he was giving credit to all his disciples always. So one time Tamal Krishna Maharaj was telling that Srila Prabhupada was, he would give class. Whenever he would give class, sometimes he would go to his room and he would hear his own tape recordings. So one time Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked, Prabhupada, why do you listen to your own lectures? So Prabhupada said, because I did not speak them. It was Krishna who was, you know, just guiding me, and I was just, you know, speaking whatever he was speaking. So he didn't take any credit, and he was giving all credit to Krishna. You know, Nar Narayan Prabhu, he recalls that, you know, Srila Prabhupada in the early days, he was once telling that Lord Chaitanya, he has created this movement, and you think that you are conducting this movement, but actually, even if you don't do anything, this movement will spread. And in Juhu, he was telling that 10% of Kali Yuga population will become devotees. So one devotee asked, Prabhupada, why are we preaching with if 10% are anyways going to become Krishna conscious? So Prabhupada says, 10% will automatically become Krishna conscious, but if we preach, we can make 100% devotees. So Prabhupada said, you know, Mahaprabhu could make everyone Krishna conscious, but he wanted us to do something. He wanted us to take credit. That's why he left something for us. So that's how Krishna wants to give credit to his devotees. Secondly, Lord wants to serve his devotees. Lord doesn't delegate his service to his devotees. Okay, I like to serve my devotees, but you can do. No, Lord does it himself. Lord personally became the chariot driver. Saratya parashada sevana sakya dautya virasana nugamana stavana pranaman. Snigdeshu pandushu jagat pranatim cha vishno bhaktim karoti nipatis charanaravinde. So Krishna was becoming everything for Pandavas. His chariot driver, his messenger, his protector, their protector. Everything. Because Krishna can do anything for his devotees. He likes to serve his devotees. In 10th canto, the pastime comes when Krishna is with cowherd boys and they are in the forest. And Brahmaji, he steals all the calves. So all the gopas, they are fearful. Oh, that is, this is the only way of our livelihood. How we will now go back and show our faces to our fathers. Fathers will chastise us. So Krishna, seeing the anxiety of his friends, he says, don't worry. You continue. They were taking prasad. So Krishna says, Tan drishtva bhaya santrastan uche krishnasya bhibhayam mitraniya shanma viramate iha anishyevat sakanaham. So Krishna is telling to his friends, oh my friends, please don't stop eating. You continue eating, you continue enjoying, I will do your service. I will go on your behalf and I will find all the calves. Iha anishye, I will bring all the calves. So that's how Krishna likes to serve his devotees. So if Krishna likes to serve his devotees, you know, so we should also have the same mood. We should also try to serve the devotees. And that's why Kaviraj Goswami, he says, service is a treasure. If somebody gets service, that is a dhan. Paya yar agya dhan brajera vaishnavagan bando tara mukhya haridas. Chaitanya vilas sindhu kallo lera eka bindu tara kana kahe Krishna das. So Kaviraj Goswami says, I have received this service, this order from Rajvasis, that is the treasure which I have. So this body should be used in service to devotees and service to the lords. One time Naviyogendra Swami Maharaj, he was talking to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was telling, actually this body is useless. When an animal dies, his body is useful. His skin, his bones, his flesh, it is useful. But human body is useless. After we die, it is of no use. So therefore, whatever we can do in Krishna's service, it is our credit. So we should not become lazy, Prabhupada says. You know, we should, when we are living, we should serve Krishna. And Prabhupada was showing by his personal example. The last days of his life, he was serving. So that is how Krishna likes to serve his devotees. Another quality of Krishna's consciousness is, he is satisfied with small offerings of love. You don't need to offer something big to please Krishna. And that is what the Sudama pastime describes. When Sudama goes to Krishna with small, you know, 4 palmfuls of chipped rice, Krishna understands, oh, he must have brought something, you know. Kim upayana manitam brahman me bhavata grihat. Oh, what gift you have brought for me? Kuch to laye honge na ghar se. You know, your wife must have given something for me. Please show me. So Sudama is thinking, "Arey, you are Dwarkadhish, you are living in a palace, and I have brought such a little offering." So Krishna says, "Anu api uparitam bhaktai premna bhuryeva me bhavet." If my devotee gives even a small offering with love, I accept, I consider it as a great offering. But bhuryapiya bhakto paritam na me toshaya kalpate. But if a non-devotee gives me even a great offering to show how big I am, you know, people, they give donations to think, to show, oh, I am such a great devotee. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Yajante nama yagyaste. Wo nama yagya nahi karte, naam ke liye yagya karte, you know. They do yagya for name fame. Oh, I am giving donation. So Krishna says, if a non-devotee gives me such big offering, I am not pleased with that. And then Krishna speaks the same verse which he speaks in Bhagavad Gita. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmana. So Sudama, he thinks, oh Krishna, actually when I took this chipped rice from my home, I didn't think about, you know, the grandeur of this place. But now after seeing the opulence of this place, I cannot give it, you know, whatever I have brought. It is not worthy. So Krishna says, look, anything you give me with love, it may be tasty or not, I will accept it. What to speak of any food, even if you offer flour, I'll eat it. You know, ashnami. So that's how Krishna thinks, whatever my devotee gives, even if it is insignificant, that is great offering. And that's how he serves Sudama so nicely, and then he bids farewell to Sudama. And Sudama, as he's going back, he's thinking, just see, Krishna is such a wonderful personality. I brought something very little for him. And when he reaches back and he sees then his house, his small hut being transformed into a palace, he becomes amazed. And he is glorifying Krishna. He says, just see, Krishna is such a wonderful personality. Kinchit karoti uru api yat swadattam surit kritam falgu api bhurikari mayopanitam pritukaika mushtim pratyagrahit priti yuto mahatma. Kinchit karoti uru api. Krishna, even if he gives everything, he thinks, are what I have given. Sudama is thinking, you know, why Krishna didn't give me directly? He could have given directly, right? Why he didn't give him directly? Because Krishna was thinking, oh, this Sudama, he has brought for me more than his capacity. He had nothing, but still, he has brought more than what he could. And I should also give him beyond my own capacity, right? But Krishna is thinking, there is nothing which is beyond my capacity. So what can I give him? So I am feeling ashamed to give something in front. So that's why when Sudama goes, I'll give him something from behind. Just like Sudama gives an example. Just like, you know, the clouds, they are so very ashamed by worship of the farmers. So clouds in the earlier times would rain for sure in the night time, not in the daytime. Because clouds are thinking, oh, this farmer is doing such great worship for me. He is giving everything. So, you know, I am feeling ashamed to shower some drops of water. So, I'll give in the night time. So, that is the consciousness of Krishna. That's how Krishna thinks. Even if a little offering is made, he thinks, wow, my devotee is so great. Another quality of Krishna is, Krishna is loyal to his devotee's promise. He thinks, my devotee's promise should never go wrong. And that's how this Bhishma Dev pastimes pastime describes. He breaks his own promise to fulfill the promise of his devotees. Another quality of Krishna is he actually worships his devotees. He adores his devotees. In the pastime of four Kumaras going to Vaikuntha, and they had an argument with Jai Vijay, and ultimately Lord Vishnu had to come out to solve this problem. And then he speaks such a wonderful statement. Krishna says, Lord Vishnu says, actually, you know, why I have become powerful? Because I am taking dust of my devotees' feet on my head. So that is how Lord is worshipping his devotees. Yat sevaya charana padma pavitra renum sadhya shatakilamalam pratilabdha shilam na shri viraktim apimam vijahati yasya preksha lavartha itare niyaman vahanti. So Krishna, Lord Vishnu is telling, yat sevaya, because I am servitor of my devotees' lotus feet. That's why my lotus feet have become so sacred. Sadhya shatakhila malam, I have received the power of destroying the sins of all the people because I am taking dust of my devotees on my head. So much so that even Lakshmi Devi, everyone is behind Lakshmi. All the devatas, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, everyone in this entire world is behind Lakshmi. And I am not even concerned about Lakshmi. But she is not leaving me. Why? Because I am taking dust of my devotees on my head. So that is how Lord worships his devotees. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, the relationship between the Lord and his devotees is transcendentally beautiful. Lord thinks that it is because of his devotion to his devotees, all his transcendental glories have increased. So that's how Lord worships his devotees. He's not thinking, oh, I am so great. No, devotees are greater than me. That's why he always tells, he's telling Partha, Ye me bhakta jana partha na me bhakta shate jana mad bhakta naam chaye bhakta te me bhakta tamamata. If anyone thinks that they are my devotee, they are not my devotee. If anybody is telling he is devotee of my devotee, he is actually my devotee. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Haridas Thakur. You know, when Haridas Thakur is lying on the bed and he is telling Mahaprabhu, I don't want to see your departure. Please allow me to leave before you. So just see the, you know, heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Prabhu kahe Haridas yetumi magibe Krishna kripa maetaha avashya karibe. Oh Haridas Thakur, whatever you desire, Krishna will fulfill. But you know, whatever pleasure, whatever happiness I am getting is because of your association. Kintu amare kichu sukh sab to malaya, tumar yogya nahi abe amare chhadiya. So that's how Mahaprabhu is thinking, whatever happiness I have is because I am serving devotees and I am associating with devotees. So if Krishna is worshipping devotees, then that should be our consciousness also. We should also serve the devotees. Akshno phalam tva drishadarshanam hi, tano phalam tva drishagatra sangha, jihva phalam tva drishakirtanam hi, sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. So the perfection of ears is to hear about devotees. Perfection of the tongue is to glorify devotees. Perfection of the body is to serve the devotees. So that's how we should serve devotees. And Prabhupada himself, he would give such respect to all the devotees. One time, Bhavanand Maharaj, he was telling, Bhavanand Prabhu that time, he was telling, Bhavanand Maharaj that time, he was telling that Prabhupada was in New Vrindavan. And that time, devotees were making palace of gold for Prabhupada. And there were bricks and cement bags everywhere. So one devotee said, Prabhupada, I have read in Krishna book that in Dwarka, the palace of Krishna, all the pillars are decorated with jewels. So Prabhupada, he stopped, he lifted his cane and waved towards all the devotees and said, these devotees are my jewels. So he would always respect his devotees, you know. So that's how Krishna gives he worships his devotees. Another quality of Krishna's consciousness is he is controlled by his devotees. Evam sandarshita hiyanga harina bhrityavashyata. He comes under the control of his devotees. Gopis are telling, oh Krishna, if you dance, we'll give you this butter. And Krishna dances. If you sing, we'll give you this sweet. Krishna sings. Gopi bhi isto bhi ton rityat bhagavan balavat kuchit. He's Bhagavan, but he's behaving like a small child. Bhagavan balavat kuchit udgayati kuchin mugda tvadvasho daru yantravat. He becomes like a wooden puppet in the hands of gopis. And the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni describes this in very graphic details. When Durvasa is being chased by Sudarshan, he reaches Vaikuntha after going to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. When he reaches Vaikuntha and he tells, please save me. I didn't know the glory of your devotee. I didn't know the power of your devotee. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam. Kritam mayagham bhavata priyanam. I didn't know the power of your devotees. Please forgive me. So Lord tells Durvasa, look, just like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma could not save you, I also can't save you. So Durvasa Muni is surprised. He says, how is this possible? You are the Supreme Lord, Supreme Controller. He says, Krishna says, I am controlled by my devotees. Aham bhakta paradhino. I am not independent. I am independent in controlling this entire creation, but I am not independent in controlling my devotees. I am controlled by devotees. So therefore, I can't do anything. So Durvasa says, but seeing my suffering, you are not becoming compassionate. So Krishna says, that is true, but for me, devotees are higher than Brahmanas. You know. And Durvasa says, how much devotees are dear to you? Krishna says, Lord Vishnu says, I enjoy only in association of my devotees because my devotees, they give up everything. Ye daragar putra apta pranan vittam imam param tyaktva mam sharanam yata katham stam tyaktum utsahe. Are my devotees, they give up everything for me. Their family, wife, children, property, wealth, everything they have given. What you have given up? You know, Lord is telling Durvasa Muni, what you have given up? You are running for your life. Just see my devotee, he is standing there only. He didn't even move an inch. So therefore, I cannot do anything to save you. You go back and ask forgiveness from from Ambarish Maharaj only. So therefore, Lord is ready to become controlled by his devotees. And that's what he expects us. But because of our conditionings, we can't do so. We are not able to do so. If somebody tries to give some instructions, then, you know, we think, no, please don't engage me in your service. Engage somebody else. So that is our problem. That is our conditioning. But the more we try, the more we practice, you know, slowly we get purified. And we'll see, you know, in some time, what is the pleasure of becoming servant. You know, so Kaviraj Goswami describes in great detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Another quality of Krishna is, he likes to bring best out of his devotees. You know. Krishna likes to put his devotees in situations where they can show their best responses. And entire Bhagavatam is a testimony of this, right? When Parikshit was cursed, he is about to die in 7 days, but he is thinking, if I'll go and ask forgiveness from Shamik Rishi, he'll be embarrassed. So I'll not go and ask forgiveness. And then he gives up his entire family and kingdom and he is sitting on the bank of Ganga. And he tells, please speak the glories of Krishna. Chitraketu Maharaj, he was cursed unjustly by Mother Parvati. But he is not justifying. He says, thank you. You know, I am grateful. Whatever is happening is by the will of the Lord. And that's how Lord Shiva is telling, just see the glories of devotees of the Lord. Narayana para sarve na kutashana bibhyati. Swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyartha darshina. That is the glory of the devotee and Lord is bringing out. So therefore, you know, we should also, when we are dealing with devotees, with our words, with our behavior, we should try to bring out best out of others. You know, sometimes we bring worst out of others by our behavior. One time Srila Prabhupada, he was talking to one devotee and one devotee was telling him, Prabhupada, I will do any service for you. You just tell me. Prabhupada, he was telling, no, what you can do best, you tell me. So he was thinking, Prabhupada is testing me. So he told, no, Prabhupada, whatever you say, I'll do. Prabhupada said, no. What you can do best, that you tell me. So it happened 2-3 times. And then this devotee started thinking. He said, Prabhupada, I'll think about it and I'll come back. So next day, he came back and he said, Prabhupada, I thought about it. And I am expert in making molds and some things out of fiber. My God brothers, they are so very passionate. They break mridangas always, because it is made up of mud. I want to make fiber mridangas. And that will never break. Even if they throw it down, it will not break. And that was the beginning of Balram mridangas, fiber mridanga. So that's how devotees, they try to bring best out of others. Another quality of Krishna is, he always sees good in everyone. And the wonderful example is of Putna. She came to kill Krishna, but Krishna closes his eyes when Putna enters. And Acharyas, they tell why Krishna closed his eyes. Because Acharyas give many reasons. One of the reason is, Krishna is closing his eyes and he is thinking, kuch to achha kiya rahega isne apne pichle janam mein. Something good she must have done. And that's how he gave the position of nurse in the spiritual world. Putana loka balagni rakshashi rudirasana jigham sayapi haraye stanam datvapa sadgatim. He gave the position of nurse in the spiritual world to Putana. So therefore, when Krishna behaves in this way, we should also try to see good in others, So one time, I think few months back, Yugavatar Prabhu was he told a nice joke about how, a teacher always thinks, a good teacher, always thinks how, ye student ne kuch to achha kiya hoga, isko pass kar dete hain, So he was telling this wonderful thing which happened in medical college. So one of the students, he was just failing in exam for 3-4 times. 3-4 years he was in the same, first year only, anatomy. So after fourth year, exam was there and the external examiner, he was there. And this internal examiner, he told the external, sir, isko pass kar do. Bichara 4 saal se fail ho raha hai. So the teacher said, okay, I'll ask him one question. Ek hi question puchunga, agar answer diya to I'll pass him. So in anatomy you have to identify the organs, various bodily organs. So anatomy. So he took the specimen of uterus, womb. So he said, what is this? So child says, student says, sir, pata nahi. So the teacher says, chal main hint deta hu tere ko. So he was a male. She said, ye tere body mein nahi hai, mere body mein nahi. So kya hai? So he said, sir, brain. So the teacher, he was so optimistic. He said, sir, 50% sahi bol raha hai. Iske body mein nahi hai. So that's how, Krishna is so very wonderful. He is trying to find out kuch to achha rahega isme, So that's how he is thinking about Putana. So we should try to see good in others, Some people they see only bad. Some people they see little bad and magnify it. Some people they see good and bad and they, only see bad. Some people they see good and bad and they see good. And some people they see only good. So at least we should try to see good in others. Another quality of Lord is, Lord is grateful for devotees' service towards Him. He is not thinking, I am Supreme Lord, everybody is supposed to serve me. Why should I be grateful? So in the tenth canto, when Akrura is offering prayers, he uses a word. He says, oh my Lord, you are Kritagya. You are grateful for service towards you. Grateful to devotees for their service towards you. So Lord is grateful. And in third canto there is a verse which says, Mukhena loka artiharasmitena parisphurat kundalamanditena shonaitena dharabimba bhasa pratyarhayantam shunasena shubrava. So this is glorifying, describing the beauty of the Lord. So one of the qualities, pratyarhayantam sunasena shubhrava. So pratyarhayantam, so Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, what does this pratyarhayantam means? So he says, Lord is so grateful for devotees' worship that he reciprocates by worshipping them, by being grateful to them. And how he is grateful? He shows himself to his devotees. He appears and reveals his beauty to his devotees. And that's how he reciprocates. That's how he is grateful to his devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam, four types of people come to me. Arto, artartu, jigyasu, jnani. And then he says, Udarah sarva evaite jnani tvatmamevamatam. He says, all these devotees, they are magnanimous. What magnanimity they have done? So Lord is so grateful. He is thinking, at least they came to me. They could have gone to any other devata also, but they came to me. You know. So that's how Lord is so very grateful. You know, Lord Ram, when he was taking help of all the monkeys, and so many monkeys were getting killed. So when Lord Ram won over Ravana, he was thinking, oh, I'm going back to Ayodhya. I will take all the monkeys. I could not serve them properly. Now I will take all the monkeys to Ayodhya and feed them very nicely. And the next incarnation, when Krishna appeared himself, you know, he's feeding butter to monkeys because he was thinking, these monkeys, they helped me in the last time. I could not feed them properly. Let me feed them personally. So that's how Lord is so very grateful. And the last point which I would like to tell is, Lord always thinks of his devotees' protection and deliverance. That is always in his consciousness. He himself is doing it. He enters the womb of Uttarayan protecting Parikshit Maharaj. We may not be able to understand how Krishna is working in our lives, but Krishna is working very hard to protect us. Maharaura vahite korile tomara uddhar, kripara samudra krishna gambhir apar. Kripara samudra krishna gambhir apar. Krishna is the ocean of mercy and he is working very gravely to protect his devotees. That's what Prabhupada writes in the purport, you know. So one time there was a disciple of Prabhupada. And he was from Muslim background and he was initiated. Prabhupada gave him the name Ram Ranjan Prabhu. And after some time, and naturally because he was from other religions, so family members were opposing, everybody was opposing him. And he was having a tough time practicing Krishna consciousness. Still he was chanting 16 rounds, following principles. After 1 year of getting initiated, he got some serious illness and he died. So devotees were shocked. And his family members were in, you know, distress, and he was a married person. So all the devotees, they wrote to Prabhupada telling this situation. So Prabhupada wrote two letters. One to the devotees and other to the wife of this devotee. So to the devotees, Prabhupada wrote that, you know, please understand that Krishna knows the situation well. He is aware of how a devotee can practice Krishna consciousness properly. So Krishna thought that in this life, this devotee will not be able to practice Krishna consciousness properly. So he has just lifted this devotee from this situation and put him in another situation where when he would open his eyes, he would see somebody with Tilak and Kantimala as his father. And that's how he will be able to practice bhakti properly. So devotees were satisfied by this statement. And then Prabhupada wrote to his wife. He said, oh, we are very sad to hear the departure of your husband. But please be assured that we are always with you. And if you need any help, we are there for you. So this lady, she had an option. Either to stay in the family or to move to temple. So she decided to move to temple with her kids. And she started practicing, she started chanting, and children also became devotees. So that's how when we see things from our point of view, we may think, oh, it is complete disaster. But Krishna is working very gravely to protect his devotees. So that's how Krishna is so very wonderful. So we saw that, you know, in short, Krishna's entire consciousness, you know, is about how to serve devotees, how to please devotees, how to protect devotees. So that's how, that's why, because, and why this is, because serving devotee gives greatest joy to Krishna. The joy of being the servant is the greatest. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami describes, Krishna Das Abhimanei Anand Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahi Tar Ek Bindu. The abhiman of being a servant of Krishna, the happiness of becoming servant of Krishna cannot even compare. You know, a Brahma Sukha cannot even compare to a drop of it, even if you multiply it millions of times. So that's why all the great personalities, even Lakshmi Devi, Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Shukra, Sanatan, everybody wants to become servant. Dasya Bhave Anandita Parishadagan, Vidhi Bhava Narada Ara Shukra Sanatan. Everyone wants to become servant of Krishna because they are experiencing the joy of service. Nityanand Prabhu is mad in serving Krishna. All the great devotees, Srivas, Haridas, Ramadas, Gadadhar, you know, Chandrasekhar, Vakreshwar, everybody is enjoying the bliss of serving. Eisab Pandit Lok Parama Mahatva. Eisab Pandit Lok, they are not fools to become servant of Krishna. They are very intelligent. Eisab Pandit Lok Parama Mahatva. Chaitanyera Dasya Sabai Karaye Unmatta. They are experiencing the joy of becoming servant. So therefore, to experience the joy, Lord Himself comes as devotee. So that's how, at least in our conditioned state, we are not that, you know, pure to experience that joy of, you know, service. But at least theoretically we can understand it and pray to Krishna so that we can one day serve devotees, serve Krishna and experience that bliss. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Granthā Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna.